The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to another fantastic K4 Wins show, K4Wins.com. Do we have a rivalry weekend, boys? We have Colorado, Colorado State, Washington, Washington State, Oregon, Oregon State. What's going on, man? The SEC's warming up. South Alabama lays an 87 spot last night as we record this show. And, of course, Tua is now out again with his third concussion. And the last 3 years, whoever's won the KC-Cincinnati Bengals game has represented the AFC. Will that hold true after week two? Coming up this weekend. Gentlemen, good morning to you. Welcome in. Case Kiefer, of course, executive director, and not only that, but editor, of course. The Las Vegas Sun does fantastic work out there as a handicapper. He is our man. Kemp Kiefer, executive director of the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. He has been doing this now forever, and he loves his horses and his doggies. And also, of course, our good friend, Akai Gregory, who is a picking extraordinaire, has his own business, and just a wonderful handicapper. He's been in the business as well as I have been for the last 30 years. Gentlemen, how are we doing? Everything good?
Hey, it's the weekend. It's time for football.
It is.
How can anybody be better?
It is a kind of a strange weekend. A couple of SEC games that would normally in the past would be like, wow, that's a kind of an interesting ball game, including A&M in Florida. And don't think a lot of people care about that. Before we dive in, we have a lot to get into. And, of course, a lot of great plays coming up. Kai, how'd we look last week?
Including Monday Night Football, we go 12-7.
Okay.
Last week, third straight winning week, free picks up to 22-8-1.
Yeah.
And our pay picks are 44-25-1, hitting right around 70% there. So a little bit under that, which can never be upset with those numbers. Interested to see what happens in week three. Week four now. It's week three.
Yeah.
Sports shows.
And then you got week two in the National Football League. And by the way, if you're wondering, you're hearing all these shows about all these numbers and handicappers and stuff, just go back and watch our show on the YouTube channel. It's all documented. It's all up there. All our numbers are real. We want to make sure you win some cash. And I think all four of us are doing pretty well so far this year. Case, let's start with you. We head out to the desert. You're a little behind us here time wise, but you're ahead of everyone else when it comes to handicapping ball games. What's sticking out to you this weekend?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I appreciate it. Yeah, and I got to say, a pat on the back to you guys. I felt like I don't keep track, or I don't remember for sure, but I feel like everything we touched on the show last week just rolled in. My two big bets were Tennessee and East Carolina last week. They rolled. I remember you pointing out the UL Monroe thing. I wish I would have thought of that earlier, because they absolutely rolled. I know Kai had
unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually made one bet that I think will make Kai smile this week. Not necessarily because I think it's going to happen, but as you know, if you've listened to Kip's shows over the years, I think where I've made my biggest ROI in the last half decade since I've taken this really seriously is futures. And I'm always scrolling Monday night waiting for the futures reel, because I think you can find some really good prices. And I found a stray 14-1 on Tennessee to win the SEC that I fired on. Again, I don't necessarily think it's going to happen, but this kind of the way you got to look at that. That's a profitable bet if you think they win the SEC 7% of the time. And I think with the way this team's looking right now, it's way over 7. I'm already kind of ditching my prior because I was a little down on them coming into the year. But if they stay healthy, I mean, their starters are as good as anyone. I still think Georgia's the clear number one. But as we've talked about time and again on this show, the Bulldog schedule is kind of a beast, having to go to Ole Miss, to Alabama, to Texas. So, yeah, I made a bunch of futures this week, including Tennessee. I just had to throw that one out for Kai's benefit. As far as this week, it should be fun. I feel like the time we record the show, I'm always down. I'm always, I'm going to lose everything on Fridays for some reason. But the NFL to me is a bunch about ugly dogs. I bet a bunch of the underdogs that no one wants this week. I think the numbers went too far. And just looking over my card before we went on, I feel like college football is the opposite. I'm on a lot of ugly favorites. There's a lot of teams I feel like I'm buying low on that are laying points this week. You mentioned the rivalry thing. I think it's a good get right spot for some teams. One of them I really like. I like Florida State, anything below 7. I like Memphis a lot this year too. I think they have a chance to make the playoff. But you look, Florida State coming off a bye. Mike Norvell left that program in such a good spot, maybe with the best roster he's ever had. He'd been to the championship game in the conference, I think, 3 or 4 straight years. And Ryan Silverfield hasn't done any of that. This is a complete coaching mismatch, in my opinion. And Florida State has an extra week to prepare. So I like Florida State laying the 5. And just one more to stick with the ugly favorites theme. I know no one wants to touch Oregon right now. And they haven't looked great. As someone that's holding a lot of Oregon stock, national championship, Dylan Gabriel Heisman, I am worried But at the same time, they really beat Idaho up week one. The score was kind of misleading. And Idaho's not that bad. They went to Wyoming and won this week, which Wyoming's traditionally one of the biggest home field advantages in college football. So that was a big win. And then Boise State, people are just going to have to realize, is really, really good. If there's going to be a first-round drafted running back next year, it's going to be Ashton Jeanty. So that game, really, to me, Oregon outgains them by 1.5 yards per play. That's not as big of a concern to me. I just think talent-wise, 16 is not enough. So to stick with the ugly favorites theme, I like Oregon and Florida State this week.
One of those weird SEC games, not really weird because they play each other every year, but it just doesn't seem like it has all the luster as Kentucky and Georgia. And I'm going to have a huge play on that game that I can't even believe that I'm playing this game. Every time I look at it, it just keeps pointing in the same direction. I'm going to love to get your thoughts on that game, and it has something to do with the total. Before we do move on to other games, Kai, let's talk about our three matchups. Of course, we mentioned UAB going on the road to Arkansas. That's going to be another one of my plays we'll have a little bit later on the show. And of course, I don't know what's going on with the Auburn Tigers. Now they're playing this New Mexico squad that had the best of them last year, and they're a huge favorite. And I know that Kip has a huge play in that game as well. It's not crazy about the Auburn Tigers. And there's Alabama going into Wisconsin. Wisconsin, an underdog for only the fourth time in the last 104 home games. The last three times, all to Ohio State. And by the way, 1-2 against the spread against Ohio State in those games with their dogs. But the local games, what's kind of sparking out to you, Akai?
You know, I UAB and Arkansas, I think, are on opposite ends of the spectrum after week two.
You think?
It's a game that I would stay away from, watch for fun. I'm not sure that it's going to be a low-scoring game, but after the turd UAB played last week on offense, I'm not sure they're going to score that many points. You would think maybe, but who knows? And Arkansas blowing the lead last week. Good grief. They got to be coming out mad. And I think they're a lot bigger in the trenches, which is going to make a huge difference. Auburn, I would not lay 29 against the school for the blind and deaf with them. I don't like it. I think Alabama's in that sleepy wake-up time at Wisconsin. There's no way you could get me to bet Wisconsin in that game. I would have to play Alabama. You know, it's interesting you mentioned Kentucky, Georgia. I was all over Georgia at 24. Wake up this morning, it's 22.5. What in the world does Vegas know that I don't know? Which I get, they're way smarter than me. But why is that line coming down? And the totals dropped from 46 to 45. And that was about 2 hours ago that I looked at it, Case. I know you've got your screen up right there and seen if that's accurate. You know, those are interesting. But, you know, just as far as those three you mentioned, personally, I've stayed completely away from UAB. I probably stay away from the Auburn game. If I play it, I absolutely play the dog. But Peyton Thorne can't possibly be as bad as he was last week. And I think you take Alabama all the way up to 21. But I do think it's a low-scoring game. I could very easily see a 30-10 game, which stays under the total, even 31-10. And I'm not sure Wisconsin scores more than six.
Yeah, Kip, you're loving New Mexico against Auburn. You do like one of these three matchups here.
Yeah, I mean, just common sense tells you that all the pressure in the world's on Peyton Thorne's shoulders, and New Mexico's defense is god-awful. They're terrible. They can't stop anybody. The one comparable game on their schedule to look at, they've already been to Tucson on the road and played Arizona. The final of that game was 61-39. Now, that tells me that the New Mexico offense, they've got a kid that's a pretty decent, I think his name's Dempster, pretty good running quarterback, can take off and do some damage. If they score 24 points, you know, two touchdowns less than they scored against Arizona, who's a ranked team, I think they cover here, because I think Auburn will put up 48-55 somewhere in that area. But to give, I mean, I think a lot of the SE spreads are really excessive this week. I have made a lifetime of campaigning for teams at home getting points. You mentioned it before. For Wisconsin, Camp Randall Stadium, great environment, more like an SEC game in terms of the rambunctious fans and the atmosphere. They're getting 16.5 against Alabama, who barely, you know, struggled around last week for three quarters with South Florida in Tuscaloosa. I was one of the only people for the second year in a row that said, I'm not sold on this Alabama offensive line. They're not very solid. I don't know how with guys coming back that allowed 50 some odd sacks last year. People were saying that was the strength of their team, and they made a couple of small adjustments, and you saw the disaster of last Saturday. You know, they don't have very much depth there. If a few things go wrong, I think Wisconsin's going to give them a heck of a game. This is a fantastic opportunity for the Badgers to show that they belong. I have a lot of respect for Luke Fickell. I think he's a really good coach and is going to bring that program along. So it's just some of the spreads. Ole Miss, too, a gigantic favorite at Wake Forest. That's another program who's not great, but at home, they've traditionally been, you know, a tough out, and you start getting these excessive point totals. So as much of an SEC homer as I am, Kai's team only has to win by 48 to cover. Mm-hmm. So
it's up to 59, but keep in mind, Alabama was missing two key starters last week on their offensive
line. One of them, they weren't missing.
They're
one of them, they
supposed to be back this week.
They Pritchett, they were playing games with, they're going to sit him out. And it caused all kinds of chaos. To me, I know, and an offensive line is an intricate thing that if you tinker with it, move guys out of position, it can blow up in your face. But it doesn't instill me with a lot of confidence in this coaching staff to go for three quarters with a line that was just getting overwhelmed by a lesser opponent. So I don't know. I just don't feel good about them being a double-digit favorite at Wisconsin.
Once a head-scratcher, two, shame on me, three, a trend. I'm not going to go with my UAB Blazers in the over. In the third straight week, I've had enough of this team, and that's going to give you the first play right here on the show. And you've already heard a bunch of great news right here so far, and more plays on the way here. I'm going to take Arkansas on the Razorbacks minus the 24 and a half. I'll go to 25 or 26 on it. UAB's lost seven straight road games. This is a crazy number, and I've tried to look this up, and you know, I hear these things and I have to go back and make sure they're for real. But Arkansas, the last 11 times they've been favored by 21 or more, 11-0 against the spread. When Arkansas is favored, they bury teams. They get after it. The last six times UAB, of course, has played this fine team here in the SEC, they've lost by an average of 32.7 points per ball game. I'm only catching 24 here. And again, UAB, I don't know what happened to that offense last year. It's the one thing you can hang your hat on. And Jacob Zeno, and go, listen, at least we know UAB is good for 25, 26, 27 points a ball game. They put a six spot up this past weekend against their former OC. I still can't figure out what's wrong with UAB. And again, shame on me. I'm not going back there. Do I think they can score some points this week? Yeah, but I think Arkansas, who is ranked 16th right now in rushing, they're averaging 267 rushing yards a game. UAB just gave up 209 to ULM. 209 to the worst rushing team in college football. They just gave up over 200 yards. Unless Trent Dilfer's got some magic spray or something he wants to do with his football team, I cannot see Arkansas not covering the 24 points coming this weekend. Your thoughts?
Well, good news for you. Kai was right. I do always have the screen up, and we finally got some UAB buyback this morning. It had just been up on Arkansas. I'm seeing a lot of 23s now, so you can get a little bit a better number there. I know two really prominent services that have won a lot over the years gave out Arkansas earlier this week. So there's some smart people on your side there. But yeah, you can get UAB 23 now. And as far as the other game Kai brought up, since I was looking at the screen, is Georgia. This is just a small bet. I would not have made it a best bet, but I did lay a little bit with Georgia, I guess, at a bad number now. I laid minus 23. It's gone down. I am the ultimate respecter of the market, and I'm worried when a game moves against me. But there's some ones that scare me a little bit less. It doesn't mean that they're going to win or anything. But Georgia, I just feel like a lot of these quant groups that are shaping the market, and they're betting $10,000 a pop. Wait a minute, bet another $10,000. They really have a tough time pricing like the true outliers, like the true absolute best teams and the absolute worst teams. I feel like Georgia is just kind of off the chart with how much talent they have, with how good they are. And I know maybe also what's playing into it is they've traditionally, when they've gone to Kentucky, these have been close games. I don't think this year's Kentucky team is at the level of some of the past few years.
Dude, so. I've been suckered on this game the last 3 years. I've taken Georgia thinking it's going to be a 59-20 ball game, and it has not. And that's one of the plays I've got this game. And I cannot believe I'm playing this because Kai knows I love overs. I'm taking the under 45 in this game right now. It's set up as a 34-11 ball game. Georgia scored 34 or more points once in the last decade. decade against Kentucky, regardless of where they play. Kentucky's only scored 17 or more. So I love that under. And I really, I can't believe I'm saying this. I like the team total under for Georgia. I can't believe I'll be saying this on the road, but for whatever point, and it's, they're usually coming off a very impressive win. They're playing Kentucky. It looks like they should blow the doors off. Maybe it's a hard time for them to get up for a game against Kentucky in the Commonwealth. But for whatever reason, like you said, Case, this game is always played really close to the vest. I hate playing unders in anything in the 40s in college football. I just do. But I cannot see where this game is going to go over 40.
Yeah.
So Georgia's been very methodical this year, too. Their first two games have been very methodical. They've been slow out of the huddle. They have been, especially in the second half. So that would play, you know, into your hands. But good grief, Kentucky lost to South Carolina at home. They got
not only lost, blown out.
Yeah, I mean, I get South Carolina's allegedly a little bit better, but we saw what South Carolina did against Old Dominion week one at home. I don't think South Carolina is a ton better. I just think Kentucky sucks.
Okay. Yeah, I have not been a Mark Stoops fan for a long time. I think if you want a 7-5 career record, you've got your man. But
Kentucky will take that.
Be able to take this team to the next level.
Yeah, so slight lean to Georgia for me there. I really loved hearing the competing cases between Kai and Kip on the Alabama-Wisconsin game, and really wish I could break the tie, but I've got to throw my hands up on this one. I think I made the number Alabama minus 16. That's where it's at for a lot of leagues. Look like 16.5 right now. I do think the Crimson Tide's line is going to be fine, and if they needed to start those guys last week, they would have. And I agree with Kip on the spot, looking good for Wisconsin. I just don't like this Badgers team at all. I think that I was a Luke Fickell fan too, but I don't like what he's done in Wisconsin and kind of overhauling both their systems. I think they had in place for the type of kids they got, the type of recruiting they get in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was good.
And I don't know what Fickell has done necessarily still fits that. So I would stay away from that game. There's minuses on both sides. And I would say just a warning on a lot of these games this week. I agree some the spots are good on one team, but you got to look at the other team too. Like, you could not pay me to back New Mexico. I'm sorry. This team, they're in a total rebuild right now. There's always a price for something. I guess if you gave me plus 40, I would just have to close my eyes and do it. But and if you are backing Auburn, I guess you could be happy knowing that, you know, Bronco Mendenhall is going to keep pushing as a coach, and Devin Dampier, their quarterback, is good and going to keep pushing for points. But from talent wise, I mean, they might be like number 130 out of 132. So if there's ever a get right spot for Auburn, even with Peyton Thorne, to me, it's probably this.
The website is k4wins.com. K4Wins. K, of course, goes along Kip, Kiefer, Case Kiefer, and of course, Kai, all four of us Ks, and of course, Wins. We're doing a lot of that. Check out our numbers and go to that website, K4Wins.com, and check it out. My partner here on television, Starting Lineup, a fantastic show, runs every Saturday morning from 10:30 to 11 o'clock. By the way, we'll have Taylor Hicks on our show coming up next Saturday. So looking forward to Taylor. He's a huge Alabama fan. We're looking forward to having on Tim Brandel will join us the week after, and then Paul Feinbaum and more. But you had some interesting plays, Kip, this past weekend. We do an upset special where both of us hit our dogs this past week. You had, of course, had Iowa State plus the number against Iowa at San Jose State. But what all the games are picking up for you, Kip? And let's get some winners going here, man.
I love home teams in the NFL and college getting points. The first game on the air tomorrow is South Carolina hosting LSU. This is a game everybody would have yawned about a week ago, but I think all of us were pretty strong last week that we thought South Carolina plus 10 at Kentucky was absurd. That was looked like an easy winner, and then they go out and beat them 31-6. So I Shane Beamer, you never really can. I don't want to play poker with the guy because you get a lot of bad reads and a lot of bad tells. This team has an inexperienced quarterback, kind of an athlete. They're trying to craft him after Cam Newton, Sellers, but they've also got Rocket Sanders, which is an electric player. And LSU, I just don't like the body language of the team. I'm not a Brian Kelly fan. I don't think this team is very disciplined. I thought they, played a kind of sloppy, uninspired game against USC. I'm not comfortable up there surrendering 8.5 points for them as a road favorite. I'm gonna take the home team. I mentioned Ole Miss and Wake Forest. You're giving the Deacons 23. Yes, Ole Miss has absolutely obliterated two teams, 125-3. But this is a road game in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You're gonna give me me the home team with more than three touchdowns, I'm going to take that. Give me Wake Forest. I think Ole Miss wins, but I don't think it's a blowout. And I was so impressed, although Florida State may be the issue here, so impressed with the professional manner that Bill O'Brien and his new NFL coaching staff crafted Boston College to go down there and execute that upset. Boston College is not at home. They are at Missouri, a game that I scoffed at a few weeks ago, looking at schedules, saying, well, look at who their power opponent is. It's Boston College. Well, all of a sudden, that doesn't look like such a laughing matter. O'Brien and Boston College gets the exact same number of points they got going into Florida State, 16.5. I'm just all over the dogs this week, fellas. Give me BC to cover that one against Mizzou.
I'm going to take that game too, since we're on it. I love BC plus the 17. I'm a Bill O'Brien kind of guy. Thomas Cassianos, the quarterback, he's a dual threat guy. He can run it, he can throw it. BC very disciplined. Right now they rank number one in penalties per ball game. They've got a total of four through their first two games, so they're very, very disciplined. I think, of course, the FSU game was a little bit of an eye opener. The second game, okay, they didn't really play anybody, but 17 against Missouri, I'll take Boston College all day long. A guy that, if he's got your number, he's probably texting you at 3:30 in the morning saying, I love Texas and I love Tennessee again this weekend. Kai Gregory. Kai, who do you like this weekend? What are some games that are brightening up? This is a weird week, man.
How do you stay away from the real UT and then also the other UT, Texas?
I mean, and look at that game real quick too, because that was another game I wanted to ask you guys about. Texas coming off, of course, the big ball game against Michigan. They look fantastic. Now they got this UTSA game, the Roadrunners, and all of a sudden, did they come out flat?
This is a great letdown spot for Tennessee and for Texas, but Tennessee starts fast at home. Kent State gave up 55 points to Pitt. Who's got a better offense, Pitt or Tennessee?
And they lost to St. Francis of Pennsylvania. What the hell's going on?
Hey, now, they're a good team.
This is Nick Saban's alma mater.
I think Tennessee can name their score. The weather might come into play up there, and I think it's also a game, although Josh Heupel does not like to take his foot off the gas pedal, I think it's a game that you see Nico for a half. And they jet. I'm really looking at the first half team total, the first half spread. I do think Tennessee's probably going to beat their team total of 55.5. I'm not sure I'm going to put that down and lay that yet, but I do like that. I like Texas. I got them earlier in the week at 34.5. So I really like that. Now it's 36. So kind of, at least I think it was this morning.
So you said, despite the fact that it's a spot, you think it's a spot, it's a lay down spot, you think they're going to get the cover?
Yeah, I think UTSA sucks. So I think that helped a little bit. I do think Texas is first ring. And you got to remember, I mean, even though Quinn Ewers, doesn't need backup, he has it. Arch doesn't suck. And not the Dr. Pepper commercial that he doesn't need backup, but he's got it with Arch Manning. And the Texas fans and the Texas coaches are going to let Arch come in when it's a blowout and let him do something, because they're not going to sit on him and have him turn around and hand it off. Otherwise he's gone. That's one of the main reasons to like Texas, because I don't think they're going to take their foot off. Tennessee's in a much different situation against a team that's just not good. I really lean on, on the first half of those. But I'm going to tell you, I'm loving Georgia. I totally disagree with y'all. Ole Miss is going to spank Wake Forest, get just lots of points. I do believe. Last week we had some great winners, and last night, free play, Arizona State +3, straight up winner. You gotta love, those kind of things. I didn't understand why Texas State was favored. After I watched the game, I understood why they were favored. But Arizona State, came out pretty strong. So, what I'm gonna do, since we disagree on the games we talked about, not gonna touch it, any of them.
Yeah, sports editor for the Las Vegas Sun. He's been doing it for years, and he's fantastic out there in the desert. Case Kiefer, what other games have surprised you a little bit this weekend, and where are you putting your big bucks on?
Well, not one of my bigger bets, but I have to say I just am in complete agreement with Kai. He summed up my exact thoughts on the Texas game. I bet -34.5 earlier this week, too. This didn't play into my handicapping thing, but I did think it was an interesting note. I love the Arch Manning point. I think they're not going to be taking their foot off the gas all year, which is why I'm more comfortable laying big spreads with them. But I also read that this week, Steve Sarkisian, first team meeting, he put on footage of the Notre Dame-Northern Illinois game. And the week before, he said, look, everyone was patting this team on the back. They won the biggest game in the nation the week before, and look what happened to them. This could happen here. So I, again, doesn't really play into my handicapping focus, but it's a fun narrative thing. I think if I have to lay one of those big numbers, it's Texas. The Tennessee spread's just too high. Who knows what could happen in garbage time? I wouldn't touch that one, but I like Texas. Another one I kind of like, I said the ugly favorites, and I hate to go against someone else. I hate to go against Kip again, but there's a way we can both win, because he must have bet South Carolina early in the week at +8.5. It has been one-way traffic money on South Carolina, down to 6.5 across the board this morning. And I just can't resist. I like LSU a lot at 6.5. Defensively, you look at what South Carolina did last week. That defensive line, if you go back and watch the game, really beat Kentucky up front. LSU has at least three NFL guys on their offensive line. That's not going to work against LSU. And then in the secondary, South Carolina's experienced and good. I just think Brock Vandegrift to Garrett Nussmeier is a big step up. So I'd be pretty surprised if LSU didn't win by a touchdown. Let's cross our fingers and hope it's 7 and both Kip and I can win.
Before we jump into some National Football League in week 2, I wanted to throw another play that we had on our starting lineup show. It's our dog of the week. I'm taking Arizona. They got the longest winning streak in FBS right now. Do you believe that? Arizona's won 9 games in a row, the longest winning streak and an active streak in FBS right now. They're 5-1 all time against Kansas State. They're a dog of 7, 7.5. I got that as a best bet. So I like Arizona. And again, they're coming off a fabulous season. Not sure why that number's that big. And I like them to actually win that game outright. We'll see what happens. Anything else in college ball before we take a look into Sunday's action?
What do you think about Michigan versus your beloved Butch Jones this weekend?
another ugly favorite. I like Michigan.
You know what? Hey, listen, this is going to tell a lot about it. This is a tell weekend for me. This is a tell weekend. There's a lot of games. A team should be blowing teams out. We're going to find out what they're made of. Are they looking ahead? And really, I kept looking like, you know, I'm going to be interested to see what Notre Dame's going to do against Purdue. I can't foresee another game in the 40s that I cannot see going over 50 at all. I think it's just going to be ugly in the dirt. I can't think it's going to go under 47. But that's an ugly Notre Dame-Purdue game. Everyone's probably looking forward to that game, thinking it was going to be a great matchup of undefeateds. It's not. But it's just a muddy, nasty weekend. It's one of those weekends, Case, where we have these weekends where there's a lot of coaches probably saying, win your box, let's execute, let's not make any mistakes, and let's just get this game out of the way and get the hell out of here and get ready to go home next week and just get out of here. This is one of those weekends where it could really trip some teams up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've done a good job, covered a lot of the slate. I'll just sign us off with one more college. So I feel like I've been all chalky talking about the favorites. I like one underdog. I like home underdog. And some money has come in on them this morning. So unfortunately, I got +125 on the money line. That's no longer available. But I like Pitt in the backyard brawl against West Virginia. I'm really down on the Mountaineers this year. I think Pitt has the better offense. I feel like West Virginia just lived a charm existence last year to have that great year out of nowhere. So, got to take one underdog in the rivalry games. I like Pittsburgh.
Weird we're having all these rivalry games, isn't it, in week 3? I mean, it's just Colorado State. We mentioned Oregon State, Washington State, and the Apple Cup. We primarily do college ball. We're the best at it. And you look at our numbers, K4Wins.com, K4Wins.com. Go back and watch any of our shows here on our YouTube channel. It's all documented. It's all real. Our numbers are fantastic. We're at nearly 70% so far, and we got 4 guys who know what they're talking about. Anything in the pros real quick? We could probably do another podcast in the pros, because I know you guys know your Sunday action as well, but anything sticking out to you this weekend in the National Football League? I did mention, I teased up the last 3 times that Kansas City and Cincinnati have played each other, whoever's won this ball game in the regular season has represented the AFC. Will that happen again this weekend, Case? Bengals catching 6.
I mean, you can't count out the Chiefs. They're probably going to win this game, and they've got to be the favorites to go to the Super Bowl once again. I will say, if you've listened to any of Kip's shows over the last several years, I am the biggest Cincinnati hater. I pick against this team all the time, and it's mostly killed me because they've covered a lot, but I'm actually flipping the script this week. I bet Cincinnati +6.
Wow.
I still think Kansas City wins, but you know, that number jumped from 3 to 6 in 1 week. What do we know about the NFL? You're like never as good as you look 1 week. You're never as bad. I just feel like this game will be close. Again, I wouldn't go Cincinnati money line, but Cincinnati +6. I said I liked a lot of ugly dogs. That's one. And I probably like the ugliest of all. This number's kind of come back. Maybe a smaller bet now if you can still get 5, it looks like. But I like Carolina +6 hosting the Chargers as well. I saw the Chargers up close last week. That offense is really lacking playmakers, despite the fact that they beat the Raiders. So, a lot of the touchdown around underdogs this week in the NFL I like. And Cincinnati is certainly one of the ones I like better than most.
Kai, what you got?
You know, I really like, you know, they say, and then this is in any sport, that you make your best improvement from week 1 to week 2. You know, I'm really I really looked at the Kansas City game and I was like, okay, so Cincinnati loses to a suspect New Orleans team. I'm sorry, New England team. Kansas City beats Baltimore and the spread's 5.5, 6. I don't understand it. I would have thought it would have been 8 personally. But somebody, again, people know more than me. If I had to play anything, I would play Kansas City. I don't really like it. You know, I like the Rams Cardinals total. I think that game's probably going to be a high scoring game, but, and you know, we'll see. You know, the Raiders and Ravens really, really interest me with the Ravens coming off the loss last week, the Raiders, the way they played. But one, the game that's really sticking out to me, -6 against New Orleans, a New Orleans team that did whatever they wanted this past week. What does it matter? Dallas looked more impressive than some people thought against Cleveland. I just don't think Cleveland's very good, but Dallas's defense really looked good. Now, you know, my sixth grade defense might look good against the way Deshaun Watson's playing right now. No Who doubt. Knows? But Dallas's line, their secondary, their linebackers, everybody looked good. Dak's got his contract. You know, CD, has his contract. Everybody seems to be happy in Dallas. So maybe New Orleans comes in and does something special.
You may be right. Dak making $60 million a year, and that's part of a $255 million payroll they have. So he's getting a large chunk of that. You mentioned, of course, not only the Cowboys and Deshaun Watson. He, of course, has more civilian issues going on with another allegation coming out. So they got that to deal with. And I know people in Cleveland are just tired of spending $200 million on a guy just can't seem to clean up his act. And Ja'Marr Chase, by the way, just a few minutes ago said that Cincinnati is still the team to beat in the AFC. Why would he say that before they go to Kansas? What the hell are you doing? And of course, he's banged up. T was banged up last week. And I'm like, shut your mouth and just play. But you know what? When Ja'Marr Chase says that kind of shit, it usually comes to fruition. He usually does really well. He puts some big numbers. Kip, what do you got on some NFL action this weekend? Do you like anything?
I last week, I have to confess that I did not watch games religiously. I frolicked around the pool in Las Vegas most of the afternoon on Sunday. So I missed a lot of the teams. Case said I've been dispatched over to L.A. for the Raiders and Chargers game. I did get to see pretty much the whole game before going out there, the Falcons and the Steelers. And I was impressed with the execution of the Steelers. I kind of have the feeling that Mike Tomlin is tired at midseason. Season of being, you know, 4-6 and having to fight, you know what, to even stay alive. So I really liked what I saw. I know Justin Fields is probably going to get the start this week. They're playing the Broncos, a team that I think is still trying to find their identity. So I look for the Steelers to win again, just based on what I saw last week. And I wish the game was on Sunday because I really liked the Bills last night. I can't get credit for that one, but I didn't like what I saw. I saw a lot of the Dolphins game late afternoon on Sunday, and really, or I guess it was early afternoon. That was watching at the same time as the Steelers, but I didn't really like what I saw from them. So I was not surprised last night's results, but I'm going to take the, I still have more work to do on the NFL and just go with the Steelers this week.
Had the over in that Buffalo team total, by the way, last night. They had it covered by halftime. We love to see those over 23.5 and 25. I was loving it. And I'm picking a couple of under 40s in the college football. What the hell's going on with this world of ours? We'll see what happens. All right. For all of our plays, and they change every single day, daily. That's what we do because there's different games every single day. K4wins.com. K4wins.com. Check it out. Of course, for Kai, Case, Kip, and Mr. Curry, myself, until next week, we'll get it done. Check us out. We're available all day, every day on Tony Curry Radio. Get the TKR app. You can hear 18, 19 different shows, including Need to Know and the Kiefer and Curry Show. We've got tons of great gambling shows and all kinds of wonderful stuff. Of course, our TV show, ABC 3340. It's called The Starting Lineup on ABC 3340, 10, 30, 11 o'clock. And this podcast available wherever you get your favorites weekly right here on Tony Curry Radio. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.